You alone will have stars as no one else has them. For me, inspiration comes from my childhood, ever since I was stargazing in the clear sky of my village Taqaats in northern Algeria. I was in awe of the silent twinkling stars, and I understood that I wanted to study physics. I remember my childhood when I tried to turn down some public lighting near our house just to see the stars as these lights disturbing the clear sky. When the few public lights in the village lost power, I was so happy just to look at the stars and the heavens from our village, which was built in the crest of a hill in an open valley which is surrounded by two channels of mountains. In 1997, I really enjoyed the view of the comet of Hale-Bopp. I was 12 years old, and it gave me thrills. Sometimes I would awaken late at night to see the diurnal motion caused by the rotation of Earth around its axis, draw constellations and compare them to the known ones in the astronomical tables of constellations. My father would ask me what I was doing during these moments, in the middle of the night. He was astonished and asked me, "Hamza, are you okay?" I told him I was looking for the stars, and he would smile, reassured he would return to sleep. This desire increased in me when I discovered physics in my first year of university in Béjaïa. I used to go to connect to the internet some afternoons on the campus of the university because my research was centered on astronomy and NASA. I have always reached out to different professors of physics and astronomy, especially in the USA, for answers. Some responded, others didn't. I had the chance to know a professor from Indiana University who became my tutor, and he always kept in touch with me and answered my questions even though my English was not very good at the time. In 2008, he sent me a book called The Cosmic Perspective by Voigt, Schneider and Binet. I was jumping for joy when I received it. Every chapter in this book begins with a quote. I have found one from The Little Prince, which was very compatible with my way of thinking. We can enjoy science as an abstract thing, but also as something that has a soul and a purpose, like poetry in motion. Something which brings to us new perspectives, a new view far from human smallness and stupidity. Inspiration is a question of curiosity and personality, as a famous French writer and aviator Antoine de Saint-Exupéry said, "All men have stars, but they are not the same things for different people. For some who are travelers, the stars are guides. For others, they are no more than little lights in the sky. For others who are scholars, they are problems. But all these stars are silent. You alone will have stars as no one else has them."